Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Rabanette, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very frightening situation. There were bombing and sirens all night, helicopters, and now we see soldiers in the street. But I can't still say which country are the soldiers are from.
Gosh, that's very confusing.
Very scaring, and the controversial ideas, like whether to evacuate or to stay. On the one hand, the roads from Kiev to the Polish border are blocked, and people are robbing there because refugees from Kiev were living with their goods. So locals, robbers just stop them and take the car and the goods. So this is a danger. On the other hand, to stay here while the Russians are 20 kilometers from Kiev is also a danger. Very scaring. And we have a community members here in the JCC who stay with us and depend on us.
How was your night? I mean, did you manage to get any sleep? Are you staying in a bunker? Where are you located?
We're located in the center of Kiev at our Jewish community center. There are no bunkers in Kiev at all. They're just subway stations that are specifically built very deep down, so they could use as shelters too. But they're full now. People are there with very bad sanitarian conditions. So at our community center, we just go whenever there's a siren, we go to the basement.
Gosh, how frightening. And how many Jews are with you in your community? Not generally, I'm saying at the moment.
Our community is 2,500. Many of them were able to flood the country.
Yes.
Currently here with about 100 community members, those who were healthy enough to come to be with us. Other Jews who are bedridden, Holocaust survivors, just traumas, people who were frightened to leave their home, they stayed home and were in contact, telephone contact with them. Hopefully there will still be an internet and telephone line.
Are you still worried about being a target?
Yes, very much.
A target for robbers and people who want to get food or access to technology? Are you still worried about that? Have you managed to get security, extra security?
This is a very big concern of us. And here we turn to you and ask for your help because a good security now. Many of the good guards escaped with the families. So it's quite hard. Even now, if we want to hire armed security, it would be quite difficult to find. And we need your help because now it's like three times more expensive than ever. But it will help us feel better, and we hope it will, yeah.
Yeah. What are your preparations for Shabbat? How are you going to spend Shabbat?
We have still 2 tons of food.
Yes.
And we have water, and we have wine. We will bake challah bread now. And I plan to do probably, you know, a small ceremony with the women at the Chabad house now. With a challah baking and, you know, have a prayer to Hashem to keep us.
Well, as I said to you last night, and I'm saying it again, know that around the world we are all brothers and sisters, and we are thinking of you, and we wish you a Shabbat Shalom, and may it be peaceful, and may Hashem just keep you safe and protect you.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your concern, and Shabbat Shalom for you in South Africa.
God bless. Bye-bye. That's Rabbanit Inna Elka Markovich. She is the wife of the chief rabbi of Kiev.